Welcome inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, you've been through this kind of season before. It's not easy for anyone.
No, it's not. I haven't been through it in a long time. None of us have. But it's difficult, Dave, to see a team that we had such high expectations for lose six games in a row. And this Monday night isn't going to be easy. You look at 2-8 Carolina, but if you look at their losses, they have been very, very competitive games. I think the thing that makes me so unhappy is the fact that over this six-game losing streak, the Pittsburgh game was a tight, dramatic game that could have been won. The Detroit game was a tight, dramatic game that they should have won with two 10-point leads in the fourth quarter. But ever since the bye, this team has been basically non-competitive, and they have lost by a lot of points. There haven't been any of these games that really were dramatic last-minute takeaways.
Yeah, the thing that's most disappointing is when the Eagles lose momentum and it goes the other way, they just haven't been able to grab it back. And in your years of broadcasting, what has been able to kind of reverse that tide? Is it a big play? Is it a player? Is it the team collectively, you know, comes together? I mean, what is it? What can the Eagles do to kind of turn things around in the course of a game?
Well, Andy Reid makes the case that somehow they have to find a way to win, and that one win could lead to another win and so on down the line. I think there are too many reasons right now. You hope that the Eagles can fight their way back, and you have to view these games as individual games. You focus on Carolina and hope we go out there and we see a very entertaining game. They have the big quarterback, Cam Newton. They have some talented people. I would presume, now this is Wednesday, but I would presume we're going to see Nick Foles once.
Would you
again.
Like to see Nick the rest of the season, regardless? Do you have a feeling on that?
I would leave that up to whatever happens. I am somebody who likes Michael Vick. The problem is I don't know how any quarterback could perform to his capability behind an offensive line that is as porous as this one has
mm-hmm.
been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when you're starting a guy last Sunday who had been around for 4 days, who barely knew the names of the guys on the line with him, that's tough. That's a difficult situation. So while we focus so much on the quarterback, I don't think any quarterback succeeds unless the offensive line gives him protection.
Did you come out of the game, Merrill, feeling like you knew anything more about Nick Foles, that you had a sense of how good he could be?
I certainly didn't look at him on the basis of this game and say, well, he's not the future answer. I didn't feel that way at all. In fact, I felt that perhaps he might have been better served leaving the game in the fourth quarter, let Trent Edwards finish up, because I felt that he was taking such a pounding that later in the game you could see it having an effect. I still believe, Dave, that he is an outstanding talent and will be a successful starting quarterback. But again, he's got to be in the right position. He's got to have an offensive line that protects him.
Well, the line is not going to change. All right, they're not going to. Jason Peters is not going to be miraculously get healthy, and Jason Kelce is not going to come off crutches. And so the Eagles have what they have up front. With that said, what kind of offensive scheme do you run? How do you find out about the quarterback? How do you find out about Bryce Brown at running back? How do you find out about all of these younger players?
Well, maybe you continue to run the ball a little bit more, and I know that this has been something that's been harped on, and I'm just giving
We're
you a non-coach's view.
Point, yeah.
But I mean, if you look at Robert Griffin III the other day, who I think is a great talent, he threw 15 passes. That's all he did. He threw 15 passes. He completed 14 and performed extremely well, but he had time, and he had a running game. And he was not put into the position where he had to throw 45 or 50 passes.
Merrill, what's inexplicable to me is this breakdown defensively where there's just wide receivers running free. We see Nate Allen biting up on that, and Nnamdi obviously expects some help inside. I can't explain it other than to think that, you know, Todd's introduction as defensive coordinator just offered some confusion back there.
Well, there's confusion. There's no doubt about that. You watched the play a few seconds ago of Aldrick Robinson, who was so wide open. If you were to run that from the point where the ball's in the air, you almost think it's a punt. He's turning around, and he had time to call for a fair catch. He had time to read a book. I mean, there was nobody near him. Nobody near him. And you see something like that coming, and it's just a backbreaker.
Yeah. Well, Merrill, I think Nick Foles will be better in his second start than he was in his first start. I actually didn't think he played terribly.
He did some things very well. I mean, but you start the game. Start the game, Dave. And on the third play, he wiggles out of the pressure, and he throws a pass that hits Brent Celek in the hands. And it's deflected. He drops it, and it's on the deflection. It's intercepted by the Redskins, and they're set up for an easy score.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that hurts. And I think what happens in a situation like this, I know that Brent Celek is a great football player who has done some wonderful things, but I think that players in the midst of a losing streak tend to press, tend to play tight. Andy Reid says to them, go out and have fun. Just go out and you guys love to play football, have fun. But I think they try to do too much, and I think that's the reason for it, because I know Brent Celek can play.
My theory on Brent is that he has just taken so many big hits as soon as he catches the football that he's a bit worn out. He's battle weary.
That may be true.
How do you explain the wide receivers? 2 catches, 5 yards between Macklin and Jackson. Again, no offensive line protection.
No
opportunity to get the football to them.
No time for them to get free. I watched the 49ers the other night, and they were playing without Alex Smith. They were playing with the second-year quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, whose experience is limited. And yet, when I watched him behind that offensive line, he could look left, he could look right, he could pick out his target. Meanwhile, the receivers had time to complete the routes, to get open, and that was the key.
Yeah.
That was the key.
Well, maybe it'll come together this weekend.
I hope so.
There's a little bit of continuity here. We're all hopeful. Merrill, Monday night is also the Eagles' induction into the Hall of Fame of both cornerback Troy Vincent and longtime ticket manager Leo Carlin, both of whom you know very well. You'll be the honor, master of ceremonies, if you will, on the field at halftime. All fans invited to enjoy the ceremony from their seats or on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll broadcast that live. But, you know, two men who really touched a lot of people on the field, Troy, and off the field, Leo.
Yeah, Leo has worked to put people in the best seating position ever, really. He's been with this organization for how many
53
years?
53 years.
53 years. He's just a staple, and he's a guy who is just brightens the mood of everybody he runs into. He's just a terrific, positive personality and just a real part of this organization. And Troy, one of the best Eagles cornerbacks ever, outstanding, came here, grew up here. Mm-hmm. Went to Pensbury High School in Bucks County, went to the University of Wisconsin, began his career as a first-round draft pick of the Miami Dolphins, and fortunately came here. And what an impact he had.
Yeah.
Part of one of the best Eagles secondaries.
Merrill, those were great times in the Eagles secondary. Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent, Al Harris, and lots of victories.
Yeah, and they led DeLito Shepherd, Sheldon Brown.
Yeah, we'll get back to that soon.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. We all do.
Yeah, Merrill Reese, thank you so much. The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.